A lot happens before the day of a sim. This is what most people think simulation is. This is what simulation actually is. It's more than just the practice and debriefing. Simulation-based education requires prep work and follow-up, as well as work to set the stage for a successful learning experience. The facilitator is involved in all aspects of training, from before the scenario runs to after it's done. The purple arrow indicates that the facilitator role is dynamic and fluid. We often have to shift and adapt to the learner's needs as they arise throughout the simulation event. These parts of simulation are further explored and practiced during the in-person simulation facilitator workshop. Let's review pre-coursework. This is all that should happen before or prior to the learners even stepping into the simulation space. This might look like designing or deciding on a scenario. When deciding on what type of scenario you'd like your learners to engage in, think about what it is you're hoping learners will practice and take away from the sim session. These are your learning objectives, and often they are a mix of clinical skills and teamwork skills. We will practice developing learning objectives during the in-person workshop. What level of fidelity is required in the scenario? Remember that the technology aspect of simulation is a tool. Choose the right tool for the learning objectives, not the other way around. Remind yourself, high-tech and low-tech are not the same as high and low fidelity. A simulation mannequin might be high-tech, but if you try to practice interviewing skills with it, it will result in poor fidelity. The mannequin doesn't have facial expressions or body language, two things which are really important when the learning objective is establishing rapport. Some questions to ask yourself are, is a realistic environment important? Do learners need to know where to find equipment in a hurry? Do they need to practice manipulating certain pieces of equipment? Practicing in the same place where the events occur is known as in-situ simulation. Is the feel of something important? Sometimes the lowest tech is the best replacement for realistic haptic feedback. An orange can simulate skin and muscle for IM injections. A watermelon can replace the feel of a lumbar puncture. Could a family member be the best person to offer important information about the patient? The use of actors in simulation known as standardized or simulated patients can help achieve these levels of fidelity. Sometimes a combination of actor with a partial test trainer, such as a wearable birthing simulator, can be used to achieve both affective and clinical requirements. For more about fidelity, see the resources section on this page. These things together, learning objectives, level of fidelity, whether simulation is the best fit for learning objectives, are together known as functional task alignment. Before the day of a sim, a letter of introduction to sim may be sent out or made available to your participants. Sharing learning objectives and resources prior to the participants arriving for the sim is a flipped classroom. This might include clinical information that is relevant to the case. It provides the learners with an opportunity to review information which will be relevant in the case. We want learners to be as successful as possible. We're not here to test or evaluate them. Simulation can be a great motivator for learning, and we want to capitalize on that. If you're facilitating sim in an academic institution, sim-based assessments and evaluations may be used. There is a whole body of knowledge on that topic that we do not explore here. Before the sim happens, gathering and planning for necessary resources during the actual simulation is also required. This might look like securing space for the sim event to take place, identifying and gathering supplies that will be needed for the simulation, contacting simulation participants and facilitators. Find out about pre-briefing, familiarization, case briefing, and more in the Stages of Simulation pre-scenario video.